ATI to showcase new products at Automate 2017. ATI, a provider of industrial automation, will be featuring a host of new products and several large robotic demonstrations in their exhibit at the 2017 Automate Show and Conference this April. The RC900 and RC1040 radially compliant deburring tools feature the same air-actuated compliance as existing models, but offer a new high-power motor that is 50% more powerful than ATI's previous RC660. ATI's Rode 390NL offers significantly lower speed, radially compliant deburring and runs at 2,800 RPM while under load and 5,600 RPM under no load. It also features a no-lube motor which eliminates the need for an exhaust air oil extractor. The RC900, RC1040 and Rode 390NL can all convert from full radial compliance to single-axis compliance. ATI's new QC46 tool changer weighs only 6.5 pounds, 2.98 kilograms, and has a stack height of 2.61, 66.3 millimeters. It utilizes the same locking mechanism as the QC40 tool changer and handles payloads up to 110 pounds, 50 kilograms. The QC46 can accommodate up to 7 separate utility modules to handle a larger variety of signals, fluid, air and other requirements. The QC46 also features optional internal lock/unlock sensing and direct mounter robots with a 100 mm ISO pattern. ATI's modular tool stands maximize flexibility with ATI's wide range of robotic tool changer models. The modular system concept allows you to build your own tool storage rack based on the number of tools, positioning, orientation and mounting arrangements required. ATI will have a large variety of tool stand options on display at Automate. The AUSIA80 force/torque sensor is a lower-cost sensing solution among ATI's force/torque sensor products. All the electronics are built into the transducer body to reduce cost and footprint. The AUSIA80 will be available in Ethernet and EtherCAT versions and will feature a high signal-to-noise ratio and high overload protection, between 5 and 20 times over the sensing range. Automate showcases the full spectrum of automation technologies and solutions, said Catherine Morris, Director of Automotive Sales at ATI and current chairperson of the Automate Show Committee. There are several things I look forward to in an Automate Show each year. There is the conference where companies get practical guidance on how to successfully apply automation and the expert huddles, held on the show floor, where attendees have a great opportunity to discuss specific topics of interest with industry experts. For more information, visit ATI at Automate 2017 this April 3rd to 6th at booth #N1621. Alternatively, visit the ATI website.